Since 1997, SSRI withdrawal has been described as mostly mild and self-limiting, lasting a week or two, mentioning only a handful of the more than 80 reported symptoms. That's what the guidelines say, because they're based on short-term trials far from reality. So what happens in practice? People who've been on these drugs for years, decades, are tapered off as if they've been taking them for months, often by aggressively halving the dose, halving again, and then stopping. And when that goes wrong, which it often does, they call it a relapse of an underlying condition. Conclusion, you still need the medication. So back on the drug, symptoms resolve, and the therapeutic illusion is complete. It looks like the drug is treating an underlying illness, when in fact, it might be just relieving withdrawal. But before we conclude a relapse, which of course could be the case, withdrawal has to be ruled out first.